my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm not sure I've ever witnessed something quite like that. Last week in our family group, as Miss Dorothy was sharing her testimony, probably just 10 minutes of pure gold that was just incredible. I thought of this passage in 1 Timothy. If you want to turn there, 1 Timothy for our confessional, chapter 1. As Paul says something here that I think really relates to what we just saw. 1 Timothy 1:12, as Paul is talking about his own salvation and about the Lord's sovereignty and just a passage laced with the gospel. Verse 12, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. I know that's what Miss Dorothy feels, as that God has called her and now appointed her to his service, just like each of us, appointed to serve the Lord Jesus. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. Certainly that's where Miss Dorothy was just 3 short months ago. Ignorant in unbelief, she didn't know what she didn't know. And once she heard the word, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God and the grace of our Lord. Listen to this verse and see if this isn't the gospel and all packaged up in one verse in each of our testimony. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. An overflowing of grace. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Let's not give up on anybody that we're praying for to come to love and know Christ. This is what Christ does. He saves sinners. That was us at one time. We all started ignorant in unbelief, and he saved us. And we may argue with Paul to say, Paul, if you knew about my week, I was the foremost of sinners. But Paul, you remember, killed Christians for a living, and probably wasn't just being humble here, but really believed that was where he was. But verse 16, I received mercy. The commentary here said he was mercied, literally. He was mercied. I love that. I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. Patience for 88 years. The Lord had patience with Miss Dorothy and then regenerated her. I called her 82 and got thoroughly rebuked at age 88 in about 10 months. And I'm overwhelmed by that kind of grace. Christ displays his patience, doesn't he, as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. And this is what we close with: to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever. Amen. I want to ask that you maybe do 2 things today, a little bit different in confession. One, confess possibly if you've sort of written somebody off or given up on somebody a bit early. Certainly we see that the Lord, his arm is never too short. Secondly, pray for someone today that is yet to know the Savior, that God would grip their heart in the same way he did Miss Dorothy. And I'll close this. Let's pray. Gracious Father, and in our 40 months as a church, this has got to be one of the most beautiful moments of redemption and regeneration, as you have shown great mercy and grace and love to Miss Dorothy, and also to our church by regenerating her and her ministry now to us. I thank you for appointing her to your service. And I'm so grateful, Father, for that unlimited patience. You showed it in the way you gripped Paul on the road to Damascus. And we believe that you will do that to many that we are praying for. And Lord, I pray that we would not grow weary of well-doing, that we would pray, that we would talk to you continually about those who need a Savior, that we would be quick to share the gospel with our lives and with our words. And thank you, Father, for this great love and this perseverance that you show, that you are just long-suffering with us. We confess, Lord, sometimes giving up on people. And Lord, we're grateful that you love us and have separated those sins, even that sin, as far as east is from the west. Father, we love the gospel and we want to proclaim as Paul that you are the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. And we pray that you would get the honor and glory forever. Use God now to convince us of more great truths in Jesus' name.